You see, we don't have the prerogative of saying, hey, God, yeah, I'm going to come see you, but I'm going to do it my way. And I'll get all excited about the places where you've shown up, but I'm not going to align my life with what you said and what you did at all those places. Guys, my point is, if you don't get the simple level, the rest is irrelevant. If you don't believe that Jesus really came and he really lived and he really died and he rose again, the rest is irrelevant. Amen? You've got to accept the word at its base level. The second level is what's called the remez level. And this is an area that has gotten the church into a lot of problems through history. It's the illusion or an allegory. The event or the subject that is described in the scripture reveals a spiritual pattern. Now, this absolutely exists in scripture. The problem is when someone says that all scripture is just allegory, and they take the story of Jonah, for instance, and suddenly the story of Jonah is not a real historical event. We're nullifying the first level. We don't believe the Peshat level. It's just an allegory. It's just a story. It's like a parable. What's the old definition of a parable? An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. That's what gets us in trouble. But on the other hand, if you deny that there is allegory, you deny a fundamental tool that God uses to bring forth patterns in the scripture. The example that I've listed for you is Matthew chapter 2, verse 15, where Matthew, in writing his gospel, quotes Hosea 11:1 and says, "Out of Egypt I called my son," and then says that that was a prophecy about Jesus coming forth from Egypt after, you know, he was born and Mary and Joseph had to flee down into Egypt for a while, and then eventually God said it's time to come back, and Matthew says that's a fulfillment. Now, guys, until Matthew told us that was a fulfillment, we would never have known it. It was a meaning, it was a level of interpretation in that verse that apart from the inspiration of the apostles, we might not have seen it, we might not have recognized it. Now, here's how it's used. What happens to Israel happens to Jesus. As we go back and we study, and later on I'm going to make reference to this again, that what we study about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the patriarchs, all the people of the past, that what you're going to discover is that what happens to them also happens to Jesus. It's first a pattern. It's a real event, but it's also a pattern of another event to come. And as you begin to believe that and understand that, you're going to start finding things in Scripture and making connections you never knew existed. The third level is the drash level, and it's the other level where we spend most of our time. It's the moral or the homiletical or the applicational level. It's where we take the Scriptures and we try to glean from it simple life applications. A few months ago, Tanya and I were serving in a congregation that was using a particular curriculum, and they were going through the book of Samuel. And I just about went nuts when we came to the story of Jonathan and David, because the curriculum writers reduced that entire story simply to us. It was as if God had allowed that story to be put in Scripture solely for the purpose of giving us a chance to sit around in Sunday school and talk about friendship. Who's your special friend? Why do you trust him? What makes your special friend special? I'm not exaggerating. I was asking my wife for a pencil. I wanted to gouge it into my leg. I thought it would be less painful than this. Now, having said that, there is drash application in every event. David goes out to fight Goliath. There's all sorts of applications. The little guy, the underdog, trusting God. There's all sorts of legitimate lessons we can teach our children and remind ourselves of these moral applications. But guys, if that's where you stop, pretty soon you're going to fall into that category of people that say, Jonah, pretty soon it doesn't matter if the story is true as long as the application fits. And that's a danger zone, okay? Absolutely a legitimate level. And by the way, God is always crying out through the stories of the Bible, showing us what is right and what is wrong and how to live our lives.